Earlier this year, a bipartisan group of lawmakers came together to form what they call the Wisconsin Future Caucus. The group aims to serve as a platform for issues affecting future generations. The group is a part of a broader effort by the Millennial Action Project, which has been working to form such caucuses across the country. 18 other states and Congress have such groups. I invite you to join us as we talk with the co-chairs of the Wisconsin Future Caucus during this half of the State Capitol Report. We're going to learn more about this effort and what issues they think matter more to future generations of Wisconsinites. You can join us at 800-642-1234 and talk about this. This is a fascinating concept, and I'm as anxious as you are to find out more about it. My guests in this segment are Adam Nealon, the Republican representative for Pewaukee and a co-chair of the Wisconsin Future Caucus. Adam, welcome to the morning show.
Thanks, John. Happy to be here.
And I'm also joined by Amanda Stuck, the Democratic representative for Appleton and a co-chair of the Wisconsin Future Caucus. Amanda, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you.
Okay, so Representative Nealon, how did the Wisconsin Future Caucus get started?
Well, the founder of the Millennial Action Project is actually from Wisconsin, Waukesha County. In fact, he went to high school with my wife, and he had long had a goal of making Wisconsin one of the states that had one of these future caucuses. So he'd approached both Amanda and I about the idea, and we kind of worked together to put kind of a framework around it and announce a few months ago. So it was kind of the brainchild of the Millennial Action Project and put together by us here in Wisconsin to form the Future Caucus of state legislators in Wisconsin.
Representative Stuck, what are the goals of the caucus?
I think first and foremost is just really to look at how we can come together to really discuss issues across the aisle, because, of course, politics right now, the view is that it's just ugly and nasty and it's all bad. And I think we want to address that and talk about how we can improve that image, make it better, show that politics can be done in a different way, and show that this is how we start, by just being intentional about opportunities to really come together across the aisle and talk about issues and focus on areas where we can agree.
All right, 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234 for our audience. What issues do you think young people and future generations face in Wisconsin and, the nation? Do you think that young people will be able to come up with solutions to solve issues like polarization and partisan gridlock? Why or why not? Young people and young leaders, let us know. What do you need in order to succeed in the Badger State? 800-642-1234. You can also submit your questions and comments, ideas, at WPR.org. I'll toss this question out to both of you. In a piece in the Cap Times, columnist Dave Zweifel writes about the founder of the Millennial Action Project, Steve Olicara. He founded the Wisconsin, D.C.-based Millennial Action Project, which aims to change the polarization and gridlock that grips the country's politics. In his column, Zweifel writes that Olicara views Wisconsin as ground zero for what's wrong with polarized politics, but also an example of what's possible. What do you two make of that idea? Representative Nealon first, and then I want to hear Representative Stuck on this as well.
Well, I think that it's an interesting take on what's going on in Wisconsin because, you know, when you look at some of the big issues, you see a lot of polarization. But at the same time, if you look at the actual numbers, I would say over 90% of our legislation is done in a bipartisan manner. So I could kind of see both sides of the issue. And me personally, which is why I probably was one of the ones selected for this project, I work in a bipartisan manner all the time. I think of, you know, the 12 bills I've introduced. I've actually only had probably two that have been party line. So I think there is a lot of agreement, and one of the issues is we just don't have a platform for kind of showcasing that agreement. We don't have that voice out there that's saying, you know what, no, we can work all together. So I think this is one of those areas with the Future Caucus that we're able to showcase the idea that we can work together, we can be bipartisan, and hopefully we can get some traction and make some headway in letting people know that there is another approach out there.
Representative Stuck, what do you have to say about Zweifel's column and the view that Wisconsin is ground zero for what's wrong with polarized politics and an example of what's possible?
Well, I think it's an interesting comment. I definitely think, there's some truth to it. It's definitely very polarized in many ways. But I do think that, as a comment said, that there's also a lot of possibility here. I think some of the really extreme polarization is generational in my mind. I see some of the worst stuff from the people who have been around for a long time and have been there versus some of the younger and newer people who seem more open and willing to engage in conversation across the aisle. I hear a lot that things weren't always this bad, that used to be that people across the aisle would get together more outside of floor sessions and more social settings to really build friendships and trust to make it easier to work across the aisle, and that in more recent times, that's changed, where you just really don't have those conversations across the aisle. You don't ever really get to talk to your colleagues across the aisle until you're on the floor. And so, I think that's something that's been more recent that has been so polarized, where it used to be more, again, opportunities to work across the aisle or have outside social contact to build those relationships outside of the Capitol. So I think this is what this Future Caucus is about, is starting to be more intentional again about bringing people together to have those conversations. So, I do have a lot of hope that there's possibility here. And again, I think especially with newer, younger people who don't carry some of the baggage of people who've been around for a while and have personal issues across the aisle, that we do have opportunity to change what we're looking at right now.
Well, what are you both hearing from your caucus, from the leadership of your party caucuses, about your efforts? What's the reaction, Representative Nealon, for example? What's Robin Voss think about this?
Well, we haven't had a conversation directly about this, honestly, but he has told me in the past, he's asked me to organize different type of future caucuses within our own caucus. So he's very interested in having a group that is looking at future issues that affect young families, issues that affect the younger generation. And what we did is take it a step further and made it a bipartisan caucus. But for example, when I was leading the Foxconn legislation through the assembly, he was very interested in me working across the aisle, making those connections, listening to the input from their leadership, the people that were impacted directly on that in the area, and very much wanted me to work across the aisle on that. So he, from all indications, every indication I've ever had in terms of him, providing some leadership or guidance on what he would like from my committee or from legislation. He's okay. Very much interested.
We need to get to a news break, Representative Nealon. We will continue our discussion with the Representatives Adam Nealon and Amanda Stuck and talk about the future of politics in Wisconsin. I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back. This is the State Capitol Report of the Morning Show. John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent this week. This hour, we're having a conversation about efforts by young people to address issues like polarization, gridlock, and other issues affecting us now and in the future. And we're talking with a pair of representatives, one Republican, one Democrat, who are co-chairs of what is called the Wisconsin Future Caucus. Adam Nealon is Republican representative for Pewaukee, and Amanda Stuck is the Democratic representative for Appleton. They join me by phone. You can, too, at 800-642-1234. We'll take a call in just a moment, but I wanted to kind of wrap up what we were talking about just before the break and give Amanda Stuck a chance to respond. What are you hearing from your leadership about what your caucus wants to try to do?
Sure. So my leadership is very supportive of this. Of course, we sort of had a change of leadership in the midst of this, but definitely a leadership is supportive of what we're doing and glad to see anything that can move things forward in the Capitol and kind of overcome this, you know, polarization that we do have.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a phone call here. Jeff is with us in Delafield. Let's see if I can press the right button here. There we go. Jeff, are you with us? Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. And first I'd like to say thank you so much for what you two are doing in promoting the idea of more balance and let's say the idea of more healthy, honest debates when it comes to issues in our state. I think one of the issues where a number of us in the conservation community feel that things have gone quite a bit too far in one direction is on the conservation discussion. And I'm wondering where you see that fitting into your agenda. Do you see that as an area where a more balanced bipartisan approach can be explored? Thank you.
Adam Nealon, you first on this, and then Amanda Stuck.
Sure. Well, one of the rules going into this caucus, I think that me and Amanda both agreed on, was nothing was off limits in terms of what we spoke about. And everybody that is part of this this caucus, and I think, you know, we've had a very good response in terms of who's interested in doing it, almost 20 members, which is pretty surprising to see that many members that are young in a legislature, and all of them that want to get involved. And in our first caucus, this issue didn't come up, but I fully expected to, especially with some of the talk about wetlands coming up. So, you know, I think it is definitely going to be part of our conversation. I'm not sure if it's a place that will reach consensus or if there's new ideas that come out of it, but I certainly think that we should be in a position where everything is on the table in terms of what we talk about, and this would be one of them.
Representative Stuck?
Yeah, I agree with what a lot of Adam said, that this is pretty new, so we are really just getting started and finding out where there's consensus and interest among the group to move forward on certain issues. What I would say is that certainly the focus is not just legislation, but also how to get people and especially younger millennial folks involved in the process. So we talked about doing things like going around the state and holding town halls or like virtual town halls kinds of things. And so what I would encourage is people who are interested in this issue that, you know, as we put things out and move forward with some of those opportunities, that those are good opportunities to at least get involved in the process and start learning about how to get involved in your government and with your elected officials and how to raise those sort of concerns if that's something you want them to be aware of. So, like I said, I don't think there's any promise or guarantee on any particular issue at this point, but definitely will open up opportunities for people to get involved.
Well, you know, that really that raises an issue. We had an email from Jacob in Sparta who kind of follows along that same vein. Jacob writes, what about the issue of attracting young people to politics? It's so unpleasant now. Why would anyone want to go into politics in Wisconsin? How do you counter that? Because, I mean, if you go by, you know, what the big stories are in the news, even what we covered in the first half of this hour, if you go by the big stories in the news, most of it is pretty negative. And what we see in advertising and messages we see online and so forth, it does look like a pretty ugly environment. How do you counter that argument and create a different culture? That seems to me would be the biggest single challenge that your caucus would face. Amanda Stuck, what do you say to that?
Yeah, well, I would say that's a part of the reason of doing this sort of thing is that we know young people in particular have very negative views of government and really see public service is not a viable career option, not something that's worthwhile looking into going to. Less and less young people are identifying with parties just because they sort of are, just disenfranchised with the whole thing. So I think that's why we do things like this, to show that government is really what you make it. So if you choose not to be involved, then you can't be part of making it better. And so this is an opportunity to see how government can really be what you make it and what you hold your accounted or your elected officials accountable for.
Representative Nealon, how do you see this? What's your message for young people?
Well, first of all, I would say one of the major points of this caucus, like Amanda mentioned, was to do outreach and to put ourselves out there in situations in front of younger voters, younger people, students that might have a view of politics. And our goal is to try to engage them and try to show that there's an alternative way. Now, let's say the second point is, I often quote Steve Jobs, and some of my colleagues in the legislature don't like this quote, but it's true. It's the world is created by people that aren't any smarter than you. And the world is created by people that aren't, you have ideas. You have ideas. People out there, younger, older, it doesn't matter. You have ideas. You have something to bring to the table. You have a perspective. You have an outlook. And the world is a better place when you engage, when you bring those ideas to the table, when you try to create something that's better, when you try to help people's lives. If you want to make $1 billion, help 1 billion people. And that attitude out there right now for young people is they want to change the world. They want to help, but they see entrepreneurial, they see business as the path. And it's our goal to do outreach and show them that there is another path, and that's through public service, that's through public policy, and you can make a huge difference in the world. You can create a better world by engaging in the process.
Okay. We have, as I expected, full phones right now. Let's take a couple of calls that are similar, and then I want to get your reaction to what our listeners have to say. We'll start in Eau Claire. Joan is with us. Joan, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I think if you want to find some place to put the blame on our divisiveness here in Wisconsin, look to Citizens United. That was passed in a partisan manner by members of the United States Supreme Court. Another place for us to look would be right in our governor's office. Scott Walker started this divisiveness, and I don't know that it can ever heal. It will take a long time if that's ever to happen. And I see the only remedy for that with campaign finance reform. If you want to talk to some bipartisan people and ask them how they went about gaining this or achieving this, talk to John McCain and talk to Russ Feingold.
Okay. Lori in Vernon County, we'll take your call next, and then I'll get a reaction from our guest. Lori, go ahead.
Yes, I'll go back a few years later. I think that you have to look at the history of Wisconsin with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, the Bradley Foundation, and Tommy Thompson. This has been a long time in the making. It's by design that we are in this situation. I like getting young people involved, of course, but it's not about who shows up. It's not about who's smart. It's about who has the money. And we don't have the money, and they do, and they're taking our resources. And that 90% of your bills are bipartisan. Well, I don't care what the state muffin is, but I do care that they're giving away our water, they're destroying our soil, they're selling our land, they're destroying us, and this is not about who's showing up. It's about who's showing up with the money behind closed doors.
Representative Nealon, what about the idea that much of what happens politically in Wisconsin is affected by outside groups, and how does your caucus work to maybe make that less of an influence?
Well, we have very strict campaign finance laws in Wisconsin. Every donation that we take is public record, and we have very strict amounts that we're able to take. $1,000 would be the max. The idea of, these shadowy groups, they do have an impact, but those, like was mentioned earlier, through Citizens United, now you have political action committees, you have these 527s, and, that's not good for public discourse, because you have these shadowy groups that just lob insults and lob personal attacks at others, and they don't have to disclose their financing. So I would agree that there are some real problems in our structure in general. And I think that I'm a huge advocate of just complete full disclosure. I think that if you, the best way to hold someone as accountable is just to have 100% honesty and disclosure out there. So then you can make the decision and people could hold people accountable. So, you know, there are some absolute flaws in our system that have been around longer than Amanda and I have been in the legislature. And a lot of them come from the federal government, which honestly, I think is a lot more broken than our state government. Okay. So there are certainly issues out there, you know, some of it above our pay grade at the state level, but you know, it's, I think the number one answer to that would just be accountability and transparency. And the way you're able to hold people accountable is complete transparency.
Representative Stuck, your quick take on this?
Yeah, certainly money is an issue. The concerns that, you know, are raised here are definitely valid. But I would say, you know, obviously at the state level, we can't overturn some of the federal legislation. You know, it can be easy to feel overwhelmed at all of the barriers at really moving forward and having true bipartisanship and having sort of system we want. But I think all we can do is focus on our corner of the world and the steps we can take to keep moving forward and really build it from the ground up instead of waiting for it to come from the top down.
Well, you know, we could do easily another hour on this, and it's such a fascinating topic. We have a lot of callers we didn't get to and emails and so forth. But I think, note to self, this is worth revisiting in the future. And best of luck to the both of you as you continue this effort. Representatives Amanda Stuck and Adam Nealon are co-chairs of the Wisconsin Future Caucus. Stuck is the Democratic representative for Appleton. Nealon is Republican representative from Pewaukee. The morning show is produced by Brianne Schossau and Cheryl Gasser. Michelle Johnson is executive producer and also provided technical direction. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
All aboard for Ulbricht's Holiday Express, Flower and Model Train Show. Now through December 31st, wander through large-scale model trains winding through a holiday scene with poinsettias and fresh evergreens. WPR is pleased to promote family-friendly events. For more information, go to wpr.org/events.